Jeremiah chapter 3. They say, if a man puts away his wife, and she goes from him, and becomes another man's, can he return to her again? Will not that land be greatly polluted? But you have played the prostitute with many lovers. Yet return again to me, says the Lord Jehovah. Lift up your eyes to the high places, and see where you have not been lain with. In the roadways you have sat waiting for them, as the Arabian in the wilderness, and you have polluted the land with your prostitution and with your wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withheld, and there has been no latter rain, and you have a prostitute's forehead, you refuse to be ashamed. Will you not from this time cry to me, my father, you are the guide of my youth? Will he reserve his anger forever? Will he keep it to the end? Indeed, you have spoken and done evil things as you could. The Lord Jehovah also said to me in the days of Josiah the king, have you seen that which backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree, and there has played the prostitute. And after she had done all these things I said, turn yourself to me. But she did not return. And her treacherous sister Judah saw it. And I saw, when for all the causes by which backsliding Israel committed adultery I had put her away, and given her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah did not fear, but went and played the prostitute also. And it came to pass through the lightness of her prostitution, that she defiled the land, and committed adultery with stones and with stumps. And yet for all this her treacherous sister Judah has not turned to me with her whole heart, but only pretends, says the Lord Jehovah. And the Lord Jehovah said to me, the backsliding Israel has justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words towards the north, and say, return, you backsliding Israel, says the Lord Jehovah. And I will not cause my anger to fall upon you. Because I am merciful, says the Lord Jehovah, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge your sin, that you have sinned against the Lord Jehovah, your God, and have scattered your ways to the strangers under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice, says the Lord Jehovah. Turn, O backsliding children, says the Lord Jehovah. Because I am married to you. And I will take you one of a city, and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it will come to pass, when you are multiplied and increased in the land, in those days, says the Lord Jehovah. They will no more say, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Jehovah. Neither will it come to mind. Neither will they remember it. Neither will they visit it. Neither will that be done any more. At that time they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord Jehovah, and all the nations will be gathered to it, to the name of the Lord Jehovah, to Jerusalem. Neither will they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In those days the house of Judah will walk with the house of Israel, and they will come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance to your forefathers. But I said, how will I put you among the children, and give you a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the hosts, armies, multitudes of nations? And I said, you will call me my father, and will not turn away from me. Surely as a wife treacherously departs from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, says the Lord Jehovah. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and requests of the children of Israel, because they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten the Lord Jehovah, their God. Return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Indeed, we come to you, because you are the Lord Jehovah, our God. Truly in vain salvation is hoped for from the hills, and from the multitude of mountains, truly in the Lord Jehovah our God is the salvation of Israel. Because shame has devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covers us. Because we have sinned against the Lord Jehovah our God, we and our fathers, from our youth even to this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord Jehovah our God.